We are so pleased to see so many of you with us here this morning for worship.
很高兴有这么多人可以，我们可以聚在一起来敬拜。
It is a real blessing, especially when we have time for the Lord's Supper together.
真的是一个很好的时间，特别是我们可以一同来分享主的圣餐。
Now, some of you know that today, I'll be leaving for India for a month.
你们中间有些人可能知道，我今天就会离开去印度，要去大概一个月的时间。
Colleen will be with me for the first 2 weeks.
Colleen, 我的妻子会跟我头两个礼拜会跟我在一起。
And the reason she is not here today, this morning, is she is already in the air on her way to Dubai and then to Delhi.
这个原因她今天早上没有跟我在一起是因为她已经在飞机上现在要飞到 Dubai, 经过 Dubai 再分到 德里。
And I will hurry and try to catch up.
我会抓紧时间跑快一点，能跟上她，希望。
But I get there about 5 hours after her.
我大概是五个小时之后，我就会赶到。
We look forward to the opportunity for these next several weeks.
我们对以后这几个礼拜的这样的机会，我们实在是很盼望。
It will be a rather intense time of travel. And meetings with people of various churches and Christian organizations.
我们会非常紧张的要去，中间有旅行，要跟当地的教会的，还有一些这些机构的人要有很多的会议。
And we would greatly appreciate your prayers for us as we are traveling.
我们很需要你们的祷告。
When we speak of the persecuted church,
当我们说到那些被迫害的教会的时候
we know that persecution is happening everywhere in the world.
我们知道迫害在世界各地都有
even here in this country.
即使在这个国家也同样如此
If you take your stand for what the scripture teaches, people have different names that they will call you.
如果你是坚定要站立在要遵守圣经所教导的，人们就会来评论你。
But over the last several years in India, there have been two organizations that have gained great strength.
在过去一段时间，在印度有两个机构，现在就特别的有力量。
And they have been going into villages and taking the Christians.And beating them and burning their church.
他们会进到各样的村庄，把基督徒抓在一起打他们，然后烧掉他们的教会。
That's been happening in the northern part for a number of years.
在北边已经发生了一段时间，就发生了几年了。
But in the southern part of India, where there's a greater number of Christians.It has just started in the last 5 to 10 years.
在南部有比较多的基督徒，只是在过去5到10年才刚刚开始这样的迫害。
So there is always the threat, even when we go, to become subject to that kind of persecution.
总归这是一个威胁，即使是我们去，都有可能会遭受这样的迫害。
Leaving this afternoon, when the services and prayers are finished, I'm going to be in the car heading down to Baltimore as quickly as possible.
因为我今天下午就要走，所以等这边敬拜还有祷告完了之后，我就钻进我车里，快快的开回巴尔的摩，然后坐上飞机就走了。
I'm sad to do that because I like to eat your food.
我很伤心要这样做，因为我非常喜欢吃你们的饭。
But they'll be feeding me for the next month.
他们下一个月都会来喂我。
And I'll have rice 3 times a day.
我也会吃大米，三天一天可以吃三餐大米。
And enjoy every bit of it.
我是非常喜欢。
This morning I would like you to turn to the Gospel of Mark.
今天早上我想请大家翻到马可福音。
You remember last month I told you we're not going to use PowerPoint.
上个月我就告诉过你们，我们不会用 PowerPoint。
I want you to get in the habit of bringing your Bible when you come to worship。
我想让你自己有这样的习惯，可以带着你的圣经。
And become acquainted with the scriptures in the Bible that you use for your devotions。
你就会熟悉这些圣经的经文，然后当你自己默想的时候，安静的时候，你就可以用。
And so I ask you to turn to Mark chapter 1.
请翻到马可福音第一章，或者删到刷到马可福音第一章。
We're just reading two verses.
我们只来读两节。
Verse 35.through 39, that's more than two.
35到39节比两节要多。
Beginning with verse 35, very early in the morning, while it was still dark, Jesus got up, left the house, and went off to a solitary place where he prayed.Simon and his companions went to look for him. And when they found him, they exclaimed, Everyone is looking for you. Jesus replied, Let us go somewhere else, to the nearby villages, so I can preach there also. That is why I came. So he traveled through Galilee.Preaching in their synagogues and driving out demons.
次日早晨天未亮的时候，耶稣起来到旷野地方去，在那里祷告。西门和同伴追了他去，遇见了就对他说：“众人都找你。”耶稣对他们说：“我们可以往别处去，到邻近的乡村，我也好在那里传道，因为我是为这事出来的。”于是在加利利全地进了会堂传道赶鬼。
Let's pray.
让我们一同祷告。
Lord, may the words that I speak,
主啊，我祷告我自己口中的话，
and the thoughts of our hearts and minds,
还有我自己所思念的一切，
be subject to your direction.
能够经历你自己的带领
that we may learn to do your will.
这样我们才能够做你的按你的心意而行
through Christ our Lord, Amen.
奉耶稣我主耶稣基督的名祷告 Amen.
Over a period of several years, there were many polls taken to find out people'sThinking about prayer.
在过去很多年这样的情况，在不同的时期有过这样的普查，看大家对于祷告的态度。
They found that about 76% of people in this country believe that prayer can affect illness or sickness.
他们发现在这个国家 76% 的人会相信祷告可以对我们身上的疾病有影响力。
That sounds very good.
这听起来不错。
But there's a bit of a problem with it.
但这中间有问题。
Most of the 76% said it doesn't make any difference who you pray to.
这中间大部分 76% 中间大部分人是说不管你跟谁祷告都没有什么区别。
You see, there are a lot of people that have faith and confidence in prayer.
你看，很多人都对于祷告很有信心。
You've heard the phrase, prayer changes things.
你可能听过这样的话，祷告可以改变事情。
You see, that's an expression of faith and confidence in prayer.
你看，这就是那种对于祷告的这样的信心。
But the fact is, my friends, prayer...Does not change things.
但是朋友们，实际上祷告不改变事情。
God changes things.
上帝改变事情。
Prayer is the means through which God works.
祷告是上帝要所使用的这种方式。
But God is the source of power and transformation.
而上帝是这种能力的来源，改变的来源。
You see, it does make a difference to whom we pray.
你看，我们向谁祷告，的确有的确会不同。
And not only does it make a difference to whom we pray, it makes a difference what the motive of your heart is when you pray.
这个对不仅是对我们向谁祷告，这会有不同。我们自己内心深处的动机也同样会带来不同。
James in the fourth chapter of his letter teaches us about motive of the heart.
雅各在他写书的书信中间第四章就曾经教导过我们自己内心的动机。
James says, the reason you don't have is because you don't ask.
雅各说你们不能得到，因为你们不求。
But then when you ask,You have a wrong motive.
但是你们求的时候，你们有错误的动机。
Because you're asking God for what will benefit you.
你们在要求上帝，在求上帝能够对你自己的好处。
That's what James says.
这就是雅各说的。
He doesn't answer prayers to make it easier for you.
他没有上帝没有来回答你的祷告，让你的生活更加容易。
From my study of the Bible, I believe that God answers prayer that Jesus Christ might get the glory.
从我自己所学圣经的结果，我相信上帝回应你的祷告，耶稣基督，这样子耶稣基督可以得到荣耀。
So when someone is healed as the result of people praying over that person,The question is, who is praised for this?
当一个人他得病，众人为他祷告，他得到医治，问题是谁得到这样的荣耀？
Does Jesus Christ get the glory?
耶稣基督有没有得到这个荣耀？
Well, we want to spend a little while this morning looking at what is effective prayer.
我们今天早上想花一些时间看什么才是有效的祷告。
And I don't think there's any better way of learning than looking at the life of Jesus.
我觉得只有看耶稣基督的生活才能够得到最好的功课。
Because the life of Jesus was covered with prayer.
因为耶稣基督的生命是充满了祷告。
Now there are some people find this to be confusing.
有些人可能觉得这个很让人迷惑。
They ask, why does God have to talk to God?
他就问为什么上帝要向上帝讲话。
After all, if Jesus is God in the flesh, why does he have to consult with the God of creation?
这毕竟耶稣基督自己是道成肉身的神，他为什么要跟这个创造主来这样子来征求他的意见？
What did Jesus need?
耶稣需要什么呢？
My friends, prayer is not always a request.
朋友们，祷告不是总是一个请求。
True prayer with God is intimate fellowship.
真正的祷告是跟上帝祷告是一个亲密的这样的连接的关系。
And Jesus, in his human form, sought that intimate fellowship with the Father.
耶稣以人的这样的身份，要寻求跟天父的这样亲密的关系。
And he continued to remind the disciples.
他继续来提醒这些门徒。
I don't teach what I think. I teach what the Father tells me.
我不是在教导我自己认为的东西，而是教导天父所教导我的。
I don't perform these miracles because I want to do it. I do what the Father tells me.
我来行这些神迹不是因为我自己想行，而是天父告诉我要来行。
So is Jesus God in the flesh?
所以耶稣是不是上帝带着肉身而来？
Yes.
是的。
But he is in the flesh, and in that relationship, he wants continued intimacy with his Father.
他是带着这样的肉身，他要跟天父可以有这样的亲密的关系。
Well, let's ask some questions about the prayer life of Jesus.
让我们来问一些有关耶稣基督祷告生活的、祷告生命的这样的问题。
There are many questions we can ask.
中间有我们可以问很多的问题。
I'm going to pick three.
我就挑三个。
My first question is, when did Jesus pray?
我第一个问题是耶稣什么时候祷告？
The second question is, with whom did he pray?
第二个问题，他和谁一起祷告？
And the third question is, for whom did he pray?
第三个问题，他为谁祷告？
Let's begin with, when did Jesus pray?
让我们先说，先来看一下耶稣什么时候祷告。
Now, when I ask the question when, there's two factors here to be considered.
当我问到为什么时候，这中间有两个情况。
Where and when did Jesus pray? When in terms of the events of his life?
当首先呢，我们是说在他的生命的这个期间是什么时候祷告。
And another question is, when did he pray?During the day.
另外一个问题是在一天之中他什么时候祷告？
Well, we know that Jesus prayed continually as he encountered the events of his life.
我们知道当耶稣基督经历他生命各样的事情的时候，他在不停的祷告。
The passage we just read in the first chapter of Mark tells us he went awayinto a solitary or lonely place to pray.
刚才我们所读的在马可福音的那个经文说到耶稣基督他去一个旷野之中祷告。
And if you read the verses around that, you'll find Jesus filled with intense busyness.
如果你要读这个上下文，你会发现耶稣基督他的生活充满了各样的事情。
He's preaching and he's healing and he's driving out demons.
他传道，他也来做医治，也赶鬼。
But early in the morning, he goes to pray.
但是在清早的时候，他就去祷告。
And then at the end of his ministry, he prays.
在他服侍的最后的时刻，他也祷告。
Staying in the same book.Turn to the 14th chapter of Mark.
来翻到马可福音第十四章。
Here we're coming to the last few days of the life of Jesus.
我们来看耶稣基督的生命的最后的时刻。
In the 32nd verse, it tells us they went to a place in Gethsemane.
在三十二节的时候，就说他们到克西马尼园。
He says to his disciples, "My soul is very heavy."
他就跟自己的门徒说，他说我心里甚是忧伤。
And then he says to them, "I want you to stay here while I go yonder over there and pray."
他跟门徒说，我想让你们待在这边，我到另外一个地方去祷告。
And he leaves the disciples to begin anguishing over the cup.Of death that he must drink.
他就开始就做就在另外一边就开始为自己马上就要喝的那死亡之杯来痛苦的这样挣扎。
So his ministry begins with prayer.
所以他的服事是以祷告而开始的。
Even at his baptism, it says, and Jesus was praying.
在他自己的洗礼的时候都有说耶稣祷告。
And at the end of his ministry, he's praying.
在他服事结束的时候，他祷告。
As a matter of fact, right up to the cross of Calvary, Jesus hangs there and prays.
而且事实上，直到他在十字架上，他都是祷告。
Father, forgive them.
天父，饶恕他们。
Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing.
天父饶恕他们，因为他们所做的他们不知道。
Father, why have you forsaken me?
天父，你为什么抛弃我？
Father, into your hands I commend my spirit.
天父，我来把我的灵交托在你的手中。
But if you turn over to the 6th chapter of Mark,
但是如果你翻到第六章，马可福音第六章。
And you look at the 45th and 46th verses, you can find that pretty easily.
你看到第六章四十五节和四十六节。
Jesus had just fed the 5,000.
耶稣刚刚喂饱了五千人。
And he tells the 5,000 to leave, and he says to the disciples, "Get in your boat and go to the other side of the lake."
他跟自己的门徒说，你们到船上，到另外一个地方。
And so he has just finished feeding 5,000.
他刚刚喂饱了那五千人。
And the disciples leave him.
这些门徒就离开他。
And then in verse 46 it says, after leaving them, he went up on a mountainside to pray.
第四十六节就说他既辞别了他们，就往山上去祷告。
So you see, constantly Jesus is seeking a place of prayer.
你看到耶稣就是不停地在找地方来祷告。
These are only a couple of references. There are many more. You know that.
这只是其中几个例子，其实还有更多。
Jesus is constantly praying in spite of the fact that he is always busy and always has people grasping after him.
耶稣是不停地在祷告，尽管他非常的繁忙，尽管人们不停地要把他抓住。
There's a book that's been recently written.
最近有一本书。
I suppose it's a few years now.
我想可能过了几，这已经过了几年。
The name of the book is I'm Too Busy Not to Pray.
这个书名是我太忙了，不能不祷告。
The idea of that book, drawn from the life of Jesus, is the busier you are, the more you need to take time to pray.
这本书的主题就是从耶稣基督的生命这样子来看，你越忙，你就越要拿时间来祷告。
Because if you don't,
因为你如果不祷告，
busyness will eat you up.
这种繁忙就会把你吞没。
Jesus always found time to pray.
耶稣总是能找到时间祷告。
Now, of course, there were many other times when Jesus prayed. You know that.
你们知道，当然耶稣在还有其他各样的时间都祷告。
I just mentioned he prayed at his baptism.
我刚才说到他在自己的洗礼祷告。
You remember he prayed at the tomb of Lazarus.
你们也记得他在他的朋友拉撒路的坟墓前祷告。
He prayed before the feeding of the 5,000.
在喂饱这五千人之前祷告。
From what we can tell, Jesus was always faithful to pray thanksgiving prayers for food.
从我们所知道，耶稣基督在食物这之前总是要带着感恩这样子来祷告。
And then Jesus prayed, you remember, before choosing his 12 disciples.
你也记得在耶稣挑选自己十二个门徒之前也有祷告。
As a matter of fact, would you turn to Luke, the 6th chapter?
请大家翻到路加福音第五章，第六章。
I would like you to see this rather interesting passage, verse 12 and 13.
翻到路加福音第六章第十二十三节。
Verse 12 and verse 13 of Luke chapter 6.
路加福音第六章十二跟十三节。
One of those days, Jesus went out to a mountainside to pray and spent the night praying to God. When morning came, he called his disciples to him and chose 12 whom he designated apostles.
十二节，那时耶稣出去上山祷告，整夜祷告神，到了天亮，叫他的门徒来，就从他们中间挑选了十二个人，称他们为使徒。
Many times we forget that Jesus had many disciples.
很多时候我们都忘掉耶稣实际上有很多门徒。
There were many that followed Jesus from the time of his baptism until his resurrection.
从他受洗直到他复活，有很多人都跟随了耶稣。
Many were committed to following him.
很多人委身要跟随耶稣。
But out of all of those who followed him, Jesus had to select 12.
在这所有要跟随耶稣的，耶稣要选择十二个人。
And of the 12, he prayed for God's leading and discernment that he might call them to be apostles.
在这十二，这所有的人中间，耶稣要祷告，要上帝的带领，给他辨别，给他分辨力，能够选择他们中间十二个人出来做使徒。
You see, a disciple is one who follows.
你看，门徒是那些就是跟随的人。
The word apostle means to be sent out.
这个使徒的意思含义是要被差派的，差送出去。
So many follow Jesus.
很多人都跟随了耶稣。
There were 120 in the upper room at Pentecost.
在五旬节的时候，在上房那边有120个人一同祷告。
But 12 of them Jesus ordained or set apart to go and bear fruit that will last.
那中间有十二个人，上帝耶稣亲自拣选，把他们分别出来，让他们出去来结果实，能够永存的果实。
To make that decision, Jesus spent the entire night in prayer.
为了做这样的决定，耶稣花了一整夜的时间来祷告。
When was the last time you had to make an important decision?And you spent a night before God in prayer.
你上一次因为要做重要的决定，你花了一夜祷告，那是什么时候？
Well, maybe we can back away from that and say, how long has it been since you fasted a meal so that you could take time asking God to help you make the right decision?
或许我这样子问你，什么时候有过进食一餐，来在上帝面前祷告，来帮助你来做决定。
So we see Jesus constantly involved in ministry taking time to pray.
我们看到耶稣就是持续的在他的服事中间能拿出时间来祷告。
Now when did he pray in terms of time?
他在一天什么时间来祷告呢？
It seems like many of the references show us Jesus getting up early to go out and to pray alone.
我们看到这些经文中间，很多经文都表明耶稣总是早起单独的去祷告。
It seems like praying early makes good sense.
看来 早早起来祷告是一件好的事情。
Before you meet the people, you meet God.
当你见到人之前，你首先与上帝相遇。
Before you deal with the issues of life, you deal with your personal issues with God.
当你在处理生活中间的问题的时候，你先把自己来跟上帝来解决自己生命的问题。
Before you go out to try to do everything that needs to be done in your strength, you wait in His presence and draw upon His strength.
当你在你出去要出去靠你自己的力量做各样事情之前，你首先在他面前等候他，是把他的力量放在你自己生命之中。
It seems that beginning the day in prayer is a very powerful way to live out your life.
这看起来早上早早起来来祷告是能够有强有力的活出自己生命的一种方式。
Now there may be a couple of you sitting out there saying, Pastor Jim, you don't have 3 children under the age of 7.
你们中间可能有人在说，建牧师，你家里没有三个8岁以下的孩子。
Or a couple of you are sitting there saying, You don't have to drive the Schuylkill Expressway every morning at 6 o'clock to get to your office by 9.
你们中间可能也有几个人说你不需要早上要开到76号路 6点钟起床 然后9点钟可以赶到你办公室的。
Or there may be a few of you like me.
你们中间也或许也有几个人像我一样。
I don't want to talk to anybody till I've had at least one cup of coffee.
我只能在喝了一杯咖啡之后才能跟任何人讲话。
But you see, most of these things that we use as reasons, I'm not saying excuses, reasons for not praying first, are things that you can work with and work around if you determine what your priority is.
你看我们中间很多我们用来不要祷告的这样的原因，是其实实际上都是我们可以解决的，都可以解决这些问题，只要我们把我们生命的这种优先次序放好。Starting
the day in prayer is a very powerful way to start the day.
你一天以祷告来开始，是一个强有力的来过今天生活的方式。
Many years ago, I heard a poem.
很多年以前我听过一首诗歌，一首诗。
I memorized it then, but I don't remember it today without the words in front of me.
我当年是背下来了，可是现在如果没有这个纸头，我就没法背。
A great preacher by the name of Ralph Cushman wrote this.
有一个传道人叫做 Ralph Cushman 他写的。
I'm going to read it in English and then Anna, Pastor Anna has interpreted for us into Mandarin too.
我会读英文, 然后 Anna 会帮我们翻译成中文。
Listen to what Ralph Cushman wrote.
我们来听一下 Ralph Cushman's 怎么写的。
I met God in the morning when my day was at its best, and his presence came like glory, a sunrise in my breast. All day long his presence lingered, all day long he stayed with me, and we sailed in perfect calmness over many a troubled sea. Other ships were blown and battered, other ships were sore distressed, but the winds that seemed to drive them brought to us such peace and rest. Then I thought of other mornings with a keen remorse of mine, when I too had loosed the moorings with the Savior left behind. So I think I know the secret. Learn from many a troubled way. You must seek God in the morning if you want him through the day.
Amen. 不知道这个翻译就是那个意思。 我清早遇见上帝，那是一天最佳的时刻。 他同在的荣耀降临，如同日光升在我心。 整天继续经历他的同在，整天他在我身边，我们带着完全的平安来稳行在狂风巨浪之上。其他的船被风吹浪打，其他的船已伤痕累累，但那些冲击他们的风浪带给我们是如此的平安和安歇。我想到我其他的清晨，心中就充满强烈的懊悔。 我也曾解开驳船的绳索，却把救主的同在留在岸上。所以我相信我已经知道了秘密，从过去的艰难中我学习到了秘密。你必须在清晨寻找上帝，如果你希望白天也有他的同行，还行啊 ，Amen。
Thank you. Thank you.
Praise God.
Well, We know when Jesus prayed. He prayed in the midst of every event, and he prayed often early in the morning.
我们知道耶稣基督什么时候祷告，他在生命中任何的时刻他都祷告，也有在他自己清晨的时候祷告。
With whom did Jesus pray?
他跟谁一同祷告呢？
It seems as though a great deal of the time Jesus prayed alone.
好像是在很多的时候耶稣是单独祷告。
He prepared himself in that intimate relationship with God into which no one else could have entered.
他显然是在为来过来预备自己能跟上帝可以有亲密的这样的关系，别人是无法，任何人都没有办法经历这样的情况。
In Mark 1, the verse we read,He went to a solitary place to pray.
在马可福音第一章三十五节，我们刚才所读的，他说他是到旷野之中，也就是说是没有人的这种情况下。
In Luke 4:42 and Luke 5:16, it says he went to a lonely place to pray.
在路加福音五章十六节说，也同样说他是在旷野之中，也是一个没有人的地方。
In Mark 6, you recall.After he had fed the 5,000, he sent everyone away so he could go up into the mountainside and pray.
在马可福音第六章的时候说到，当他做完之后，他喂饱人之后，把人都送走，所以他可以到山上祷告。
There is something to be said for you finding that lonely place where you can be very intimate with God in your prayers.
如果你要能够找到安静的地方，你可以跟神单独这样子来祷告，能够亲密的祷告，这个非常重要。
Now there's an interesting observation made by a pastor in Washington, D.C.
在华盛顿 D.C. 有一个牧师曾经有这样的观察。
Mark Dever said, many people are not used to praying alone.
Mark Dever 这个牧师说，我们很多人就很习惯于，就不太习惯于单独祷告。
They pray at church when everybody else bows their head for prayer.
当他在教会时候，当所有的人都低下头来的时候，他可以一块祷告。
Or maybe they pray in a Sunday school class or a Bible study.
或者呢，是在主日学或者在查经的时候，他们祷告。
But they would feel uncomfortable all alone talking to God.
他们可能如果是自己单独的跟上帝说话，会觉得很不舒服。
Mark said it would be like someone sitting alone in their living room and suddenly standing up and singing the national anthem.
就好像有人坐在自己的客厅，突然站起来开始唱国歌。
It's just something you don't do.
这根本这就是你根本都不会做的事情。
At least you don't do it alone.
你至少你们不会单独来做。
I wish I could ask, but I will not do it. How many of you seek that lonely place to pray?
我想问一下，你们中间有多少人会去寻找这样的孤独的、这单独的时刻来祷告？
I had a Christian brother of mine who would go out to the car.For his coffee break, didn't make any difference the weather. He went out to his car. He needed that alone time for 15 minutes to talk with God.
我们有一个基督徒的弟兄，他在他中间那个时间喝咖啡的那个时间，不管是时间是什么样的天气，他都到他车上有15分钟时间来跟主单独相处。
Some waited for those 15 minutes so they could get alone outside and smoke.
有人是盼望着有那个15分钟时间赶紧出去可以抽一根烟。
And some waited for that 15 minutes so they could get their fourth or fifth cup of coffee.
有些人恨不得巴不得有那15分钟时间可以拿到喝到他第四和第五杯的咖啡。
He said, I need that 15 minutes.To get alone with God.
他说我需要那十五分钟的时间来与神单独相处。
Every day.
每天如此。
Where do you get alone with God?
你什么时候你在哪里可以跟神单独相处？
Now Jesus did pray with the disciples.
耶稣的的确确跟门徒有一同祷告。
In the 11th chapter of Luke, the first verse.
在路加福音第十一章中间第一节。
Turn to Luke 11:1.
翻到路加福音第十一章第一节。
I find this interesting.
我发现这个很有趣。
Luke 11:1.You see, one day Jesus was praying in a certain place. And when he was finished, his disciples came and said, Lord, teach us to pray.
这个地方说到耶稣在一个地方祷告，祷告完了，有个门徒对他说，求主教导我们祷告。
Why do you think they asked Jesus to teach them to pray?
你觉得他们为什么要问耶稣，让耶稣教他们祷告？
Had they never heard anyone pray?
他们没有听过人祷告吗？
Well, at least those who had a Jewish background had certainly heard someone pray.
那些犹太人肯定是听过有人祷告。
And maybe even Gentiles had heard some kind of prayer.
即使外邦人可能都听过某种祷告。
But why say Jesus?Teach us to pray.
那为什么说耶稣教我们祷告？
Of course, they said John the Baptist taught his folks to pray.
他说就像约翰教导他们的门徒。
What was it about Jesus that made his praying different?
对耶稣来讲，到底是哪些他的祷告，哪些方面使得他不同？
Oh, if we had about another half hour and some newsprint and a marker, I would go around and say, give me your thoughts.What is it about the way Jesus prayed that was different from what they had heard?
我就好像是一个新闻采访一样来问，你们到底听到耶稣基督什么样的祷告使得他与众不同？
Okay, are you thinking about what might have been different? Think about one thing that might have been different.
你们可以想一下中间有些不同，就想一件事情到底有什么可能不同。
Are you thinking?
是不是大家在想？
Well, we don't have the time, but I think some of you would say the intimacy with which Jesus prayed.
我们没有时间来做所有的访问，但是你们可能中间有人会说，他与众不同地方是耶稣基督，耶稣祷告的时候这种亲密。
He didn't pray as if God was way out there somewhere.
他祷告不像是上帝是高高在上，非常的高远。
There was something very intimate about the praying Jesus did.
那中间耶稣的祷告有一种特殊的亲密。
So when Jesus teaches the disciples to pray, you see right there in that 11th chapter, Jesus says, "When you pray, say, Daddy."
耶稣在当时十一章这样子教导，他说：“当你们祷告的时候，你们就说爸爸。”
That's what that word means in the original language.
这就是原文的这个含义。
Father,
父亲。
Do you understand what was happening there?
你们知不知道那个时候发生了什么事情
？Do you know that the Jewish people?Never spelt the name of God with a vowel.
你们知不知道这个以色列犹太人从来不称呼上帝的名字，中间他写名字的时候从来没有元音。
That prevented people from speaking the name of God.
这样人们就没有办法讲出上帝的名字。
It was so sacred it should never come from human lips.
他的名字如此神圣，从人的嘴唇里不能够讲出来。
And Jesus says, when you pray, pray, Father.
耶稣说，当你祷告的时候，你就祷告父亲。
That is a powerful transition.
这是一个极其强有力的这样的一个改变。
No, they've never heard anyone pray like that.
没有，他们从来没有听过任何人这样祷告过。
Might have also been the intensity with which Jesus prayed.
当耶稣祷告的时候，可能他很强有力的那个情绪。
I know people have come to prayer meetings and they've heard some of us agonizing and praying and calling out to God, and they think it's ridiculous.
我知道有些人到祷告会的时候，听到别人祷告，带着很急迫的心、很痛苦的心，这样子来呼求主，他们就认为这实在是太不像话了。
But in Hebrews 5:7, we read these words.
但希伯来在希伯来书第五章，我们听到这样的话语。
Hebrews 5:7.
希伯来书第五章第七节。
During the days of Jesus' life on earth, he offered up prayers and petitions with loud cries and tears to the one who could save him from death. And he was heard because of his reverent submission.
第五章七节，基督在肉体的时候，既大声哀哭，流泪祷告，恳求那救他免死的主，就因他的虔诚蒙了应允。
When did Jesus pray? In the midst of the events of life and early in the morning.
耶稣什么时候祷告？在他生命的重要的时刻，还有在清晨。
With whom did he pray?
耶稣与谁一起祷告？
Most often he prayed alone.
很多的时候他是单独的祷告。
But he prayed with the disciples.
还有与自己的门徒一同祷告。
And there are other occasions when he prayed in the midst of a crowd.
还有其他的情况，当他在众人面前也有祷告。
For whom did he pray?
他为谁祷告呢？
Now, I'll conclude this in just a couple of minutes because I've got to go catch a flight.
我要在很快就把这个讲道完成，因为我要去赶飞机。
Otherwise, I'd like to take till about 3 this afternoon. When do the deacons meet?
如果否则我可能大概到可以讲到下午三点，不过执事会什么时候开始呢？
We don't have much recorded about for whom Jesus prayed.
我们没有很多的记载耶稣为谁祷告。
But the Holy Spirit allows us to look over his shoulder as he prays the high priestly prayer recorded in the 17th chapter of John.
圣灵允许我们真的透过他的肩膀来看到他的祷告，他曾经做过的大祭司的祷告在约翰福音第十七章有记载。
The 17th chapter of John is the high priestly prayer of Jesus.
约翰福音十七章的祷告是耶稣基督为大祭司的这样的祷告。
If you read through the 17th chapter of John, you will learn much about what Jesus seeks for disciples in the world today.
如果你读第约翰福音第十七章，你就可以看到耶稣基督为他自己的门徒在这个世界上所寻求的。
If you read the prayer recorded in the 17th chapter of John, you learn what God through Christ is calling the church to be today.
如果你读约翰福音十七章，就可以看到耶稣上帝要借着耶稣基督向这个。现在的教会的呼召。
If you'll turn to that 17th chapter of John,
翻到约翰福音十七章。
I want to divide it into 3 sections for you.
我想为你来做三个分段。
The first section of the prayer of Jesus recorded here is to the glory of God and restoring the glory of Jesus from before creation.
这个第一节到第五节，耶稣所做的祷告就是上帝的荣耀，还有请求上帝来再重新给耶稣基督在他创世之前他所有的那个荣耀。
That's verses 1-5.
这是第一节到第五节。
And then verses 6-19 is his prayer for the disciples.
第六节到十九节是他为门徒的祷告。
He prays for them that they would be protected from the evil one.
他祷告，他们可以真的是能够保护，不经历这邪恶者的攻击。
And he prays for them that they might be one together before God.
他祷告这些门徒们可以在上帝面前合而为一。
He prays for not only their protection, but that they might be sanctified or set apart.
他为他们祷告，不仅他们得到保护，而且他们能够被分别为圣。
That's verse 6 through 19.
这是第六节到十九节。
But now verse 20.
在二十节。
My prayer is not for them alone. I pray also for those who will believe in me through their message.
二十节说，我不但为这些人祈求，也为那些因他们的话信我的人祈求。
And verses 20 through 23 is the prayer of Jesus for you and for me.
第二十节到二十三节是耶稣基督为你我的祷告。
So Jesus prayed for all those whom the Father has given to him.
耶稣为那些所有的上帝天父所给他的这样的人祷告。
He prays for you to be protected from the evil one, Satan.
他为你能够经历，能够被保护，不遭受撒旦的这种攻击来祷告。
He prays for you that you might have his joy.
他为你祷告，所以你可以有他的喜乐。
He prays for you.That you might be one in the body of Christ.
他为你祷告，你们就可以在耶稣基督里可以合而为一。
When did Jesus pray?
耶稣什么时候祷告？
In the midst of the events of life and early in the morning.
在他生命中重要的时刻，也在清晨。
With whom did he pray?
他与谁一起祷告？
He usually prayed alone.
他一般来讲单独祷告。
But also with his disciples, and he prayed over the distribution of food.
也为他自己的门徒们祷告，而且还有他自己，还有在分发粮食的时候祷告。
For whom did he pray?
他为谁祷告？
All of his followers.
所有他的跟随者。
All of his followers down through the ages, right up until today.
所有在世世代代的这样的跟随者，这样的门徒，直到今天。
This is the pattern of the life, prayer life of Jesus.
这就是耶稣基督他的祷告的生活。
So I want to ask you a couple of questions quickly.
我就想很快的来问你几个问题。
When do you pray?
你什么时候祷告？
Are you seeking the wisdom of God and His discerning spirit when you make decisions?
当你做决定的时候，你有没有来寻求上帝的智慧，还有他所给的分辨力？
Are you praying for the healing of God and the forgiveness that restores you to a powerful relationship with Him?
你有没有寻求上帝的医治，能够他自己强有力的这样的医治，让你和他有美好的关系？
What time of the day are you setting apart to pray with him?
你一天之中什么样的时刻是你单独拿出来的时间来祷告？
I come to the end of a day and look back and realized I haven't really spent intimate time with him.
我在一天的最后的时刻，突然意识到我还没有花亲密跟他一起亲密的这样的时间。
So like the psalmist.I decide I will lay upon my bed and pray.
我就像诗人一样，我就躺在床上然后祷告。
But when I lay upon my bed, I go to sleep.
可是当我躺在床上的时候，我就睡着了。
When do you set aside time to pray?
你什么时候拿出时间来祷告？
With whom do you pray?
你和谁一起祷告？
Is there that intimate?Personal time that you have with God.
你有没有那种很亲密的、个人的这样的跟上帝花的这个时间？
I would like to take a vote this morning, but I won't do it.
我想让大家来投票，但是我不这样做。
How many Christian men husbands pray regularly with their wives?
我们中间有多少基督徒的男性，还有丈夫，特别丈夫能跟他自己的妻子常常一起祷告。
And how many of you wives pray with and over your husband?
你们中间有多少妻子是跟自己的丈夫还有为他祷告的？
I understand the problems with some of our children coming to worship and supposedly becoming Christians when they've never seen it reflected in the daily life of their parents.
我可以理解我们中间好像是应该来教会聚会的这些年轻人，这些孩子们，可是他们在他们自己的家庭，父母从来没有反映出基督的荣耀的。
Do you have a prayer group with whom you come together?
你有没有一个祷告小组，你可以跟他们一同祷告？
And for whom are you praying?
你跟谁，你为谁祷告？
There's a brother, a Christian brother of mine coming to take me to the airport this afternoon.
今天下午有一个基督徒弟兄会带我去机场。
And he said, I'll be praying for you.
他说我会为你祷告。
And then he started down the litany of his prayer list.That he goes through every day.
然后他就开始从每天他所用的那个祷告的单子一个一个往下走。
He has a position that's responsible in a manufacturing company in Hunt Valley, Maryland.
他在 Hunt Valley, Maryland 那个地方，他自己有一个制造厂，他有一个位置，是他有一个位置，他也负很重要的责任。
He said, I get there before anybody else shows up, and I pray through, and he started down, family, wife, children, grandchildren, nephews and nieces, missionaries and pastors, and he said, then, I'm going to be praying every day for you and Colleen.
他说我每天早上比谁都要早到那个工厂，然后他就有一个单子，他就一条一条的祷告下去，自己的妻子，还有亲人，还有自己的儿女，还有各样的，还有宣教士各样的人。他说我会把你跟 Colleen 加上去，每天为你们祷告。
Do you know how powerful that is for those of us who are serving in ministry or mission around the world?
你知不知道这些对于我们这些在这个世界各地能够传福音的这些人多么的重要？
Sunday morning we say, Oh yeah, I'll sure pray for you.
主日早上我们说啊，那我肯定会为你祷告。
I hate to be cynical.
我真是不想特别的悲观。
But for the most part, it doesn't happen.
但是很多的时候，这个不会发生。
Because there's no list, there's no time committed, and there's no real sense of the urgency to pray for one another.
因为这个没有真正的代祷事项列出来，也没有把时间专门拿出来，也没有这样的紧迫感来为彼此祷告。
Let's bow together in prayer.
让我们一同来低头祷告。
Almighty God, we have much to learn from your son Jesus.
全能的神，我们真的是要从你的儿子身上要有很多学习。
Especially as we read Mark and Luke, we see again and again the recording of the prayers of Jesus.
特别是当我们读马可还有路加的时候，我们知道一次一次看到祷告的重要性。
May the Holy Spirit bring conviction upon those of us who claim to be Christians.
愿天父真的是给我们这样的一个确信，特别是我们做基督徒的。
We have no time set aside.
真的是让我们知道我们生命之中没有把时间拿出来。
We have no list for whom we are praying.
我们也没有列出祷告的事项。
We have little sense of intimacy with the Father.
我们和天父也没有任何的亲密感。
Help us, Father, to become people of the Word and people of prayer.
天父帮助我们可以成为你话语的子民，也成为祷告的子民。
We pray it in the name of Jesus our Savior. Amen.
我们奉耶稣我主耶稣基督的名祷告。Amen.
Amen. I invite you to stand.